Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Devin Nunes, CEO and guru of Truth Social, to comment on a piece in New York Magazine I've read recently, written in great length about Rumble. Why this is important is that I've learned from Devin over the years that Rumble is the infrastructure that Truth Social relies upon. You will recall Parler, which was a proto-Truth Social many years ago before the 2016 election. Parler depended upon the infrastructure of Amazon and Microsoft and other keepers of the servers, the server farms, so that after Donald Trump was elected in 2016, Parler disappeared because it was shut out of having an infrastructure. Devin's observation early on was that what Truth Social needed was an infrastructure that couldn't be turned off in the event, and we've seen what happens, the discriminatory remarks, the attacks, the disdain launched against our Truth Social, pretty typical of what happened against Parler. But, Devin, a very good evening to you. The first time I ever heard Rumble, you were a member of Congress exploring your own podcast, and then you were doing a video cast, and you said, John, have you ever heard of Rumble? And I said, honestly, no. This is several years ago, about the time you were involved, I think a little after the time you were involved in the investigation of Russia, what is called Russiagate. Rumble is a video broadcaster, but it's much more than that. It's now had an IPO on Wall Street, and it's said by New York Magazine to be successful. What is the relationship between Truth Social and Rumble? Good evening to you, Devin.
John, it's great to be with you. And the only, of course, this is your show, but we are the Friends of History Debating Society. But I know it seems like it's been a really long time since Rumble's been around and Truth Social and Parler, but it actually has only been since 2020. So it wasn't, it was in 16 that Donald Trump successfully used the legacy old platforms, i.e. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, to essentially sneak up on Hillary Clinton and beat her, because it was before the legacy social media companies were doing their games of shadow banning and algorithms and things of that nature. So Parler was built first, and it relied heavily on basically every kind of major big tech company. Probably the most important would be they used the Amazon Web Servers. And so throughout 2020, it began to take off because people like myself, if you remember, John, I had to create my own podcast in order to get around the fake news. And so I was the first to be shadow banned by Twitter. I was having the same problems with YouTube, and I had you know, begun to video cast my podcast. So I started with audio just like you, and then went to video, and then noticed that people couldn't find my video on YouTube. And so Rumble, because I needed an alternative. So I was on Parler and on Rumble. This all happens in 2020. And that's essentially where we're at. So I found it ironic. I hadn't actually seen that story until you sent it to me to prepare for this weekend's interview. And as you well know, I think you rightfully point out, I don't read fake news, and I see New York Magazine as super fake news. It's basically known for doing these super in-depth hit pieces on Republicans or conservative movements that are essentially defamation and libel. Now, I think you're right to point out, John, it seems like in this case, they have to be a little careful, the fake news. It's easier if you go after a public official or somebody, you know, who is in the ecosphere in terms of somebody who's well known because of the whole New York Times v. Sullivan. But they have to be really careful if they target a company like Rumble or a company like True Social, because New York v. Sullivan doesn't apply. So I think the author really struggled to hit Rumble as hard as they could. But, you know, the reality is the facts speak for themselves. And that is that, you know, Rumble is completely indestructible. And so is True Social. Now, look, that doesn't mean, you know, do we get attacked all the time? You know, we do. But here we have been. I mean, Rumble's been up going, you know, very prominently since 2020. They actually, I think, started in 2014, but it wasn't until I started placing my videos on there and then Dan Bongino and everybody else follows that all this happened. And in fact, John, I'm actually, you find me again in Florida. Just Friday, Rumble opened up their brand new headquarters here in Sarasota, Florida. And so, yeah, kind of a big move. And I think that the assassins couldn't really find anything to assassinate Rumble on, I think is kind of a sign of the times that they don't really know what to do here, because True Social and Rumble are here. We're not going anywhere, and we're indestructible. And about the best they can do right now is on the True Social side, is stop us from our access to capital markets, which they've done a good job of not letting us. The Biden SEC has stopped us from getting our financing. But with Rumble, they were able to get through last year. And I think they've been one of the better performing companies that were that used the SPAC process.
Right. According to the statistics here, according to the latest quarterly public disclosures, this is New York Magazine, which is no friend of Rumble. Rumble claims 71 million monthly active users, up from 36 million the year prior. In other words, nearly a 100% gain in a year, and lost 7.8 million on 11 million in revenue, while sitting on 356 million of cash and cash equivalents. IPO reportedly made the founder, Chris Pavlovsky, a billionaire. So that is a stable, successful social platform, and Truth Social is part of its infrastructure, correct, Evan? You can't be taken down the way Parler was, because Rumble holds you together.
That's right. So yeah, so we were the first to go on the Rumble Cloud, essentially beta test the Rumble Cloud, and probably we use Rumble Video for our video player. Probably most importantly, though, one that's not getting much attention is the Rumble Ad Center. And we are beta testing the Rumble Ad Center. So now you can go on to Rumble. They've built a whole auction to where if you want to advertise on Rumble or on True Social, you go through this Rumble Ad Center. And this is one that the fake news, nobody's paying attention to. But the fact that this is up, it's been working flawlessly. We keep making improvements to it. And John, every ad is sold. Every single ad is sold. Now, I will tell you, there is an overall problem that the woke corporations, the huge ad dollars, do not flow into. Unfortunately, they're not going to advertise, just like they don't advertise with a John Bachelor show or a Newsmax. It's the same thing goes for Rumble and True Social. You know, we're not going to get the General Motors or the Home Depots of the world. Which means we're going to get 15 cents on the dollar. But what's not being talked about is that this is an ad platform in beta testing that's selling every single ad. And it's a hell of a deal for those that are buying the ads right now, because with no bots on and very little spam on True Social, you know, when you run an ad, it's actually being seen by someone, unlike a lot of the other legacy platforms. So it's really interesting. And it kind of ties into, John, to what Newsmax is going through with DirecTV kicking Newsmax off, and meanwhile they, you know, refusing to pay Newsmax any money. And meanwhile, I think I saw somewhere where they paid about a dozen what would be considered center left news sites that television that, quite frankly, John, I never even heard of them before, but yet they're being paid. Newsmax is not. But the Rumble Ad Center is that it's the only thing like it. It's big, it's an auction, and it's working. And it's something that that really is the future of as really the only competitor out there to to Google, which controls 95% of the digital ad market.
Rumble, Glenn Greenwald, the very well-known journalist, has put up this tweet at the end of 2022 about Rumble. This is one quarter back. Really interesting new Pew study on Rumble, writes Glenn Greenwald. Very young demographic, anti-cable. Half of the audience is 18 to 49, only 20% above 65. 22% of the users are Democrats. Users closely divided between men and women, 55-45. 20% of Americans have heard of Rumble. This is Rumble. Devon Social, Truth Social is connected to Rumble. So it's easy for me to understand, Devon, that your users go to Rumble for video. I mean, that's a natural connection. You're like a vacuum out there bringing in new people, and the new people then connect to Rumble. That's the order of things. Video, I mean, the first thing you do is see news. The second thing you do is post. The third thing you do is make a podcast or contribute in some fashion audio. And then the fourth thing, you go to video, which is what Rumble's about. So you have a profile that you could say is center-right, but 22% of users are Democrats on Rumble? Devin, there's no way 22% of users are Republicans on the old Twitter. That's just impossible.
Well, John, what's happening is that the American people are turning off the algorithms and the wokeness. And so because Rumble is just standing there as a place that people can post videos, just like when I first found them, right? It was me and animal videos that were posting on Rumble. So, but I went there because it wasn't because I was conservative or that Rumble was conservative. In fact, Rumble wasn't. Rumble was a place for, they had a video player and they had funny animal videos.
Right. And it was easy. You kept pitching it to me each week.
And
I listened to you. I didn't know what I could do with it, but I listened to you and you were really excited each week.
Yeah. Well, it was because all of a sudden, like in 3 weeks, I had 40,000 followers on Rumble of a platform no one had ever heard of.
Well, you did have great content. It was Russiagate, Devin. You knew what you were talking about. This is before the Nunes memo, as I recall.
No, it was actually after.
Oh, that's
it was
right.
After, I'm yeah, it was reversed. After all of that.
Right.
Yep.
But if you remember,
I had to start my podcast because I had to get around the fake news.
And then the Nunes memo was still under attack when you started on Rumble. You were still talking about things that had not been accepted. Now it's the Bible of Russiagate. But when you started on Rumble, you were still being attacked because you were saying these things that are now accepted as accurate.
Right. Well, look, I was being banned by all the big tech tyrant companies. I mean, that's the bottom line, is people like me could not be found, could not be heard. And it was so clear that people wanted my content in 2020. So how was it possible YouTube, this huge company all over the planet, basically a monopoly in the video market, and nobody could find my video on there. And yet I go to Rumble, and once I could get that out there, then people went and subscribed to Rumble simply because they could subscribe to my channel. And that was, and then it just kept growing. And then, Dan Bongino, who, who's been very successful. I mean, he was really, I would say Dan, is very successful because of Rumble also. He wasn't because he was the guy who got demonetized by YouTube. And, finally one day he just quit YouTube entirely and just went to Rumble. So it's really a success story. And it's one that the fake news was having trouble in that article to attack. And what I found funny about that, you write this, you're supposedly doing this huge in-depth piece, you're a great investigative journalist, and Rumble wouldn't comment to you as if it's some big problem, as if most companies would comment when that you're trying to assassinate the company. But the irony is there were plenty of interviews out there that you could grab of me, of Dan Bongino, of Chris Pavlovsky, the CEO. Like, there's no hiding. There's plenty of information there. It's really not what was in the story, as what was left out of the story, I think, is the most important thing there. And it was a lot of the key components to the bottom line is that Rumble is here. It's here to stay, and True Social is here and here to stay because of, you know, really us working together to build out this infrastructure. And they just didn't manage to find time for that. I think they referred to True Social as like some kind of blog or something, which I thought was interesting.
Devin Nunes, who is the CEO of True Social, former member of Congress, and we're going to turn to political news next and especially talk about California. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.